Podcast, what's good? This is Brendan with Evoke Bike. So I asked our own coach, Josh Noggle, who is a Cat 1 racer looking to hit some big cross races this year, to sit down and talk about an experience that he had just before going to Green Mountain for the last road event and getting some, just going to get some fitness, some super hard training in over the 4 days in Vermont. And his brain started to get in the way and he started to get those feelings. Hey, I don't belong here. I'm not as good as these guys. After racing, his numbers were awesome. And it was like really a good launching pad to where we wanted to shoot off to into cross season. And then he went to the first cross race and the brain got in the way again. And the brain is, and his thoughts, his negative thoughts of himself, were what took him off the podium or a chance to be on the podium. He ended up fifth down in DC. So I asked him, I said, hey man, would you be vulnerable enough to come on and just talk about this a little bit? We all, I shouldn't say all, a lot of us get these feelings. I know I do. I won't call it a local race. It was more regional, you know, coming out of COVID down in Georgia. I can't remember the name of the race. There were probably, 50, 60 guys. It's the one where I ended up in the break with Will Harden and Matt Guevara. And before the race, I was getting crazy butterflies. And, you know, it was the first race back. And there was just, we've all been there. How do you talk yourself out of that? Or more, how do you rise up and lift yourself up? I just, you know, I think the way what we uncovered now, this was a huge win in figuring this out, because Josh has a long cross season ahead, and to nip this in the bud now is the way to do it. So I hope you enjoy this conversation with Josh, and believe in yourself. You need to convince yourself before the race starts that you deserve to be on the podium. And if you're telling yourself, hey, I don't deserve it because I didn't train or I didn't work hard or whatever, then that's on you, and that's figuring something out about your training. But hope you enjoy this one. If you have questions, definitely email Josh at evoke.bike or myself, Brendan at evoke.bike. Let us know how we can help you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think this is going to be really beneficial, especially because I think it's easy to forget that someone in your shoes still has things that we're uncovering like this, that
I know.
The brain is a huge piece of this. And I think without us getting crazy verbose and making a 30-minute podcast, I think in 15 minutes or less, I think the best way to do it would be comments before GMSR. You went to GMSR and what we kind of talked about, what you realized, and then this last race. And I think these two events, like I read this more, I was drinking a cup of coffee. I was getting like hyped up. I was like, dude, this is huge. Like, this is nothing to do with Watts. And I think this is going to have such a big impact on your racing. It's like, yeah, that's where I'm going to leave that.
All right, sweet. I think I got it. Sorry, it says my internet connection is unstable, so you cut out for a second.
Okay.
But we'll start with comments before GMSR.
So
you and I chatted. I went into it with the expectation that to have fun, gain some fitness, you know, the long days on the bike, have some hard efforts in there, but not expecting a result. You know, I wanted to do well, of course, but I knew I wasn't going to be on the podium.
Hold on. You're skipping the part where you weren't even going to race.
Yeah, I know. I was going to get there.
Okay.
So yeah, then like that was like a couple weeks out. And then I signed up. Well, no, this is, I'm sorry. I'm jumping ahead. That was a couple weeks out. And then the more I thought about it, as we got closer to it, I was like, you know, the wheels started turning and I was like, am I going to get up there and like not get a result? And like, is that really going to mentally psych myself out, you know? And then am I going to go into cross season, like being bummed out with like, oh man, these dudes rode away from me. What am I doing? Even though I wasn't training for that, you know, I was just using it as a way to soak up fitness, but I was worried that it was going to start off my cross season with like me being like bummed out on myself. Mm-hmm. So then you and I chatted and I was going to go and I was like, maybe I'll go to Vermont and I'll just ride endurance all weekend. And you were like, what are you doing, dude? Like, that's ridiculous. And, yeah. And you made me see the light there. So I went home.
What do you think
I
the light is there? What do you, when you say the light, what do you think that is though?
That like, you put it in like, I kind of like put a different I got back to my original perspective of like, take a step back, you know, like you don't have to go into this, like take it for what it is, that it's just going to, you're going to have a great time. Like, I love that race. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't, like, just go into it knowing that, I don't know, like,
just knowing, go race exactly. Hard. Yeah. You know, I was thinking when I read that, I'm like, just go ride endurance. I'm like, dude, you're going to be in a house with people racing and you're going to be the guy who's like, all right, I'll see you guys later. I'm going on a 4-hour ride. Like, dude, stay home and do that. Like, why spend all the money and the time and the, you know, I think just the value of going and you're going into race, your a race season cross, go throttle when other people who are fast or faster are going to like push you to the limit. And having that, you know, that's why you would always see these big Northeast cross guys at Green Mountain. It's like the last kickoff before they go into like their specific period of time where then they're going to race early and they're shooting for, you know, nationals and have all the same goals that you have this year. So I think it's, I was glad you turned that corner. And then after, I'm trying to think what stage it was, and I'm going to look back through the notes while you're talking, but talk through just sort of what you felt like you pulled from Green Mountain, from going and actually racing.
Well, so with the time trial on Friday, I hadn't really given much thought to it just because I knew, like, it doesn't really mean that much. You know, like when you go into the Queen stage, like on Sunday, the big road race day, like that's where all the gaps happen. So I was like, if I lose 5 minutes, I didn't lose 5 minutes on Friday, like it's not a big deal, you know, like I'm either going to be there on Sunday or I'm not going to be there. So I was just like, let's just get through this. And like, then we have the whole day to chill. So I kind of, when I was there at the house, we got there early on Wednesday night. And then like into Thursday, like we did a little ride Thursday. Then I started to like look at my data from a couple years ago and like what I did. And I was like, okay, like let's shoot for this number on the climb and this number on the flat. And then we got into the time trial. Like I got there and like, I wasn't really super nervous, which was nice. But I was just like, hey, it is what it is. And then like another detail there, I told you, is that then I dropped my chain at the start, which was just like, that was totally on me. It was just me. It was just a total user error, but it didn't really freak me out that much. My heart rate didn't spike. I was like, okay, whatever, let's go.
Did you get off the bike?
I did. I had to get off. It was like five, because it does the 30-second countdown, you know, and it got to 5 seconds. And then like, I moved my pedal just a little bit and then the chain popped off and I was like, oh, so I had to get off the bike. Then I'm doing the whole time trial. So I get off the bike, I put the chain back on. My hands are covered in like, you know, grease, but I'm like, okay, whatever, which is like, that's what happens. And then, so then the dude who started behind me, who would have started behind me, is like right next to me, which was actually good because I used him to pace myself. He's like 30 pounds less than me. I used him to pace myself up the climb. And I'm looking at the numbers and I'm like, this is pretty good. We get to the top of the climb and I'm like, I don't know. I think it's like, I cut it into 2 8-minute sections. I think it was like to the road, which is like at the top of the climb. I think I wanted to be at like 7.5 or 8 minutes or something. And I was like, you know, the numbers are pretty good right now. I was like, if I can just hang on, I'll be okay. So yeah. So of course I didn't pace it perfectly, but at the end of the time trial, like the long story was like, I reviewed all the data and I was like, I did like 2 watts less, I think, or 2 or 3 than my average from 2 years ago. And like, just kind of blew myself out of the water. I was like, I didn't think I was going to be able to do this. I was expecting like way less. So the time wasn't great, but I knew I was like, whatever, 40th or 50th or something out of like, you know, 90 guys or 80 guys, but it was fine.
You dropped your chain, but also, yeah, not, this isn't your A rate. Like people going into Green Mountain ready to rip and you set almost a 15-minute lifetime PR, but more importantly, season PRs from 5 minutes through 16 minutes. Like, yeah. If that alone wasn't the W going into race season, like, okay, yeah, you're ready to freaking go.
I know.
But so what I want to hit on here is your comment about Sunday and just psyching yourself out a little bit. And this is what I think is the most common thing of people go to big races and their brain gets in the way of them racing, how they can race. And you had just made the comment, I just didn't feel like I belonged. What was going through your mind and how did you psych yourself out a bit? Because the numbers were good.
the numbers were good. I was just like, I don't really know exactly what it was, but it was just like this overall feeling of like, do I really belong here? You know, like I'm probably going to get dropped on the first climb. They're going to hammer it. And then I'm just going to roll in like, and I'm going to be bummed all day. I'm going to ride for 3 hours and just be like, I should have gone a little bit harder, but should I have even came here? Like I knew I was just expecting like this dreadful day. And I thought about it so much and I can't really pinpoint one. It was just this overall feeling of like, I don't belong. Mm-hmm. And no reason why. It was just this feeling of like all these dudes are fitter than me. But they've been trained. Say it again.
But they're not.
I know, but that's just how I felt. And I just couldn't get that thought out of my head. So then we got in the race and we did like this little, the Cat 1-2 did like this extra 11 mile loop. And then we looped back to where the car was. And like, it was, and I was, and we started with this climb. Like we did, we went down. If anybody's done Green Mountain Stage Race, you go like down this little like neutral and we loop back up to the start. We did this climb, this extra climb. And it wasn't that bad, you know? And I was expecting like, it's going to be super spicy right now. And we got to the top and I, for some reason, had given myself this out of like, if I get dropped on the first climb, like maybe I'll just go back to the car. I know. I'm not saying this is smart. I'm not saying it's a good idea.
No, I'm laughing in love.
I know. And that's how I feel. So then the climb wasn't bad. And like, okay, I'm feeling okay. I'm chatting with some dudes who I know in the Peloton. We're like, oh, I kind of expected this to be a bit worse. And then that was it. And then I got into the groove and like slowly I started to feel better and better. Like, okay, I'm doing okay here. You know, like I'm not at the back of the pack. And even if I was, like, it wasn't a big deal. Like I kind of knew where it was going to get spicy.
Don't get to the back of the pack.
Yeah.
You didn't put that in there, I don't think.
No, I didn't. And I stayed like, I tried to stay towards the middle, you know? And we weren't crushing it all day. So anyway, so we got to Middlebury Gap, which is the legit climb.
Legit.
Yeah. And then there was a gap there and maybe I could have gone a bit deeper, you know, again, but I just kind of psyched myself out. I knew going into the climb, like I was feeling good. Like, but then going into the climb, I was like, okay, this is it. This is the part where the day ends, you know? And I didn't fight for positioning into like this right-hand turn. And I just kind of let myself fade. And I was like, oh, the, you know, these dudes are probably gonna, you know, this is the break is gonna go. Like, don't let these guys go by, you know? No, just for no reason at all.
No reason. So dude, this is not uncommon though. Sorry to cut you off. This is not uncommon. That feeling of like, I'm gonna get pushed to the back. I mean, I think, and I always thank Brian Cardona, buddy from home, who I did bat and kill, and it was my first, was it my first one race? It was early in Cat One, and it was not an NRC race, but pro teams could only have three riders. But it was like Bike Reg was there, which was a huge team. Robin Carpenter was on that team. Bobby Lee was there. There's Garneau had their full squad, and I'm standing there. I'm like, I had my one teammate, Botzik. We were so outgunned, and I'm like, all these fast people, I'm going to get dropped. This sucks. This sucks. I remember being extremely nervous. Like I was on the start line. And I'm like, whoa, like, is this where these cat, like you just look around and you're intimidated. And Brian Cardona from my club is there. And he's like, yo, dude, he's like, remember everybody puts their bibs on the same way. You've done all the work. And it was at Baton Kills in April. Like it's the first biggest litmus test, but like it was the biggest race. It was always marked down. It's like my coach, Jason, and I, we were like, you know, I was ripping in March because I wanted to do well at this race. I came in third. Could not believe it. It like put our team on the map. It was an amazing day. We celebrated third place like we won. I think the guy that ran our team was playing We Are the Champion on the way home. And I was like, well, we came in third, but screw it. Like, but it was all what he said. And I was just like, you know what? Just go race. Like, just go race. And the thing, it all unfolded because there was a point in time where there was a lull. And I was like, this is weird. We're going like, this is the time to go. And I attacked with Brett Tivers. And we got up the road and we were catching some guys. And Jesse Anthony was up the road. And I remember thinking like, holy crap, if this thing sticks, like this is going to be insane. And I got dropped on the last climb. I couldn't stay with Brett and like barely held off the field for third. But there was so much doubt before, so much doubt. And I think that was like a really huge mental shift to experience the doubt and then the change. And that's why I want to have this conversation with you and like post it to other people, because let's skip Green Mountain. Like, what just happened this past weekend? Because I think this is like, I want this to be in your brain, because you're going to feel this again when you get to even bigger races this year, and you need to you need to be able to shift. This is this thing. The legs have nothing to do with it. So what happened this weekend?
Sorry, can you hear me now, man?
There you are. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I missed some of what you said, but I think I got most of it. But like, yeah. So going into the first cross race of the season this past weekend. So there was 5 days there between Green Mountain and then DCCX. We chatted, you and I chatted, and I just spent a lot of time thinking about it. And then I was nervous. Don't get me wrong. To be honest with you, I was less nervous, but then a bunch of guys signed up day of, which we'll get to, but, no, and I was just like, hey man, like, let's go out there and have some fun. First race of the season. But also I was like, let's get this out of your head. I kept the Green Mountain number. I traveled with it. I was like, remember how you felt. Like, don't let that get in your head.
Yeah.
So then doing the rides during the week. And then even like my openers on Friday, I was just like, it was a mixture of like two things. I was like, hey, have some fun. Like you traveled for these races. Like that's kind of, I had fun at Green Mountain, but I did miss out on some things, 'cause I was just like, I was too inside my head. And I was like, you came down to DC, like you always love this race. Like, even if you get mechanical and you finish in last place or you don't finish at all, like enjoy the day, you know? So I really focused on that. And then on the flip side of that, I was like, let's go out and destroy some people, you know? And I was like, let's rip some legs off. And I was like, yes. I can do well. I'm like, I'm getting a front row start. Like, I'm good at the whole shot. Like, just hold on, you know? So then skip forward to the race. And like, I see some other dudes have signed up and I'm like, okay, I still got the front row start. Like that definitely helps me. There was 29 guys, call it 30 guys there. But I just stayed confident. I stayed in the zone all day. And then we got into the race and I felt good. Like there was a little mishap with the whistle where the referee didn't do a countdown. She was just like, okay, everyone ready? And then just blew the whistle. And I was like, that's not how it usually goes.
Surprise.
So I was like, I'm like going for my pedal. My pedal isn't even like set up yet, but I'm like, okay. But I get in and usually I do pretty well at the whole shot. So I ended up, and it's a long like road into the first turn. That's how DCCX is. So I was like, there's plenty of space here for me to like make up room. So I came around a bunch of guys. I was third into the first turn, and then like gaps were open. Like it was super, which is always, it's like crazy fast. Those first half lap. I'm staying with the front guys. I'm staying there. And like, I don't look at my heart rate at all, but I can just feel like my heart just like pounding out of my chest. But I'm taking good lines. I'm staying there. And then I just get to this point where like, they're not like pulling away from me, but I can just feel like, okay, I know like there's the good and bad angel, you know, or the devil, like the one side's like, you know, like just, you know, stay with these guys. The other one's like, oh, just recover for take this turn easy and then like recover. And then you can catch up to them. But I know I'm not going to catch up to them. Like, I know that's not going to happen. But I went with the take it easy. And that was like the huge tactical error, where if I had just dug a little bit deeper, like I know like the whole reason you go hard those first couple laps is just to drop dead weight like me, you know, like that's the whole point of it.
Drop the doubters.
I took a minute I hit my max heart rate in the first 10 minutes. Like that's, and I never got up that high again, but, then I recovered for like a lap and I was kind of doubting myself. I definitely was. And I was like, oh man, like, am I going to recover? What's going to happen here? People are passing me. But I jumped onto the back of a train and like, now I went from like third to eighth place. So I wasn't too far back, but I wasn't where I wanted to be because I really wanted the podium. Cause one of the dudes who signed up was like, I knew like next level, he's won some UCI races. I was like, of course it would have been great to stay with him. He ended up riding away, which everyone kind of knew was going to happen, but there's no reason I can't be on the podium. So I was like, okay, keep fighting. And then like tradition, like usually in all these races, these hour races, like I just fade. And like, as the race went on, I started picking guys off. Like I'm like on lap three and the announcer goes, okay, there's gonna be five laps left. And of course I'm like, oh my God, I'm like five more laps. This is insane. Like, and the course is just so fast. But I just was like, okay, let's just do it. I'm like, put your head down and let's just do this. And
let's Let's go.
And I just started picking guys off. Like I would get in a group and then they would kind of slow down. And I was like, I feel kind of good right now. So I'd go around a guy, then I'd go around another guy, then I'd go around another guy. And so I started moving up and it wasn't too many guys. There was a couple guys spread out, but I got up to fifth place. And then I kind of went into no man's land and I was between groups. And like, I really wanted to get up to see if I could get to like fourth and like fourth, third, second and fourth through fourth roll riding together. But then I found that when I was by myself, like I wasn't hitting, I was giving myself a break. I was doing that same thing I did earlier where I was like, recover. And then you can go hard the last couple laps, which is just terrible. Like I know, like I've heard like interviews with Jeremy Powers where he's like, what he tries to do is like two laps hard, then take like a lap easy, but he's also out front by himself. And then like, he'll do a lap hard and then like finish the last two laps hard. So I was like, okay, let's take it easy a little bit. But I went too easy. And then a dude caught me. So I rode with him for a little while, let him set the pace. And like, I just really recovered. And I know we were gaining time too. And then I just felt like really good. And then like I was like, it was at minute like 45. And I was like, I'm like astonished at how good I feel right now. So I was like, I could take this guy to the line. And I was like, but maybe I can just drop this dude right now and maybe I can catch up to somebody else. So I attacked him and he was just gone. And like, I really surprised myself. And I was like, dude, let's do this. Mm-hmm. So I kind of gritted my teeth. I didn't go as hard, like looking back on it now, which is always easy. Like I probably could have gone harder and maybe made up some more time. I kept telling myself, like, I'm going to like just empty the tank on the last lap and like, I'll see what I can do. Had I gone harder in retrospect, I maybe could have caught fourth place, but.
Because I think it's going to be hard to empty the tank. Sometimes emptying the tank on the last lap, you're thinking that you have all this massive power. You've already gone four laps. The last lap is not going to be full throttle. Yeah. It's going to, you know, you're like threshold above, you're coming out of the corners, but like, had you gone steadier, faster for that last lap and a half, that's going to be faster than what your brain is saying, full gas. It's like, dude, you're not wishful thinking a little bit, you know?
I know, dude, for sure. But I'm just thinking, yeah, it was, yeah. In your mind, I'm like, I'm just going to emptying the tank more to me was like, I'm just going to explode out of every turn. You know, like I'm going to gain a half a second because I'm going to go a little bit harder out of every turn. But yeah, so I didn't catch the guy, but the gap was coming down because I could just tell, like, you know, on all these courses, you roll back on each other and yourself. I was like, I'm getting a little bit closer. Like that tree was a bit, he's a little bit closer to that tree than he was last lap. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I rolled in for fifth by myself. And then I looked at the lap report and my laps were pretty much the same as like the second and third and fourth. But it was just that initial gap, you know, and had I gone just a little bit deeper and trusted myself, I could have been right there.
And don't you think, I don't race cross, but I think about this, of just like you said, the top guys are trying to ditch the dead weight. And had you dug, I think that, you know, I would race that race. Like I'm not letting these guys go. And if I explode, I'm going to explode and recover and probably still end up in my fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth place or close to it. Like, why not just go all in? You're going for the podium. You're not there to get, who cares if you got fifth or eighth or fifth or 12th. And I think the other thing goes back to when we were talking about Green Mountain and, you know, you'd made the comment like, hey, we put pressure on ourselves that I look at you and you're thinking, okay, if I go to Green Mountain, I could probably get a top 20. Other people probably think I should get a top 20. What if I don't get this top 20? Da, 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 da. And I was trying to remind you, like, man, the only result that everybody looks for is their own. Nobody cares and remembers what position you came in. And I think that's why sometimes we fail to just like let it all hang out and throw our best effort out there because we're scared that Joey Pants is going to see that we came in 16th when we could really hold on for eighth. But if we really just push it, like maybe we'll get fifth and maybe we'll move, you know, and then fourth, third, and maybe we might win a race this year. And we just hold ourselves back because of all these expectations that we think other people have on us when they really aren't paying attention and they're worried about their own race and their own result. And if somebody actually is worried about where you came in, they're probably not doing so well in their races, you know?
No, you're exactly right, dude. Yeah. I just got in my, I had like all these, which is weird going into this, going into Green Mountain. Like I had all these other, this like baggage that I like brought on myself that I've never felt before. And I didn't really know where it was coming from. And I mean, I think there are, yeah, it was just unnecessary stress that I was just putting on myself. Like I was totally just psyching myself out for absolutely no reason. When if I had just gone and chilled and like truly believed in what I was saying of like, let's just go and have a good time and gain some fitness. Like, I think things would have gone so much smoother, you know?
There's no pressure. That's when you have best races. Yeah. And plus Green Mountain, it's a huge race. Even if that was your A race, I think people forget about this. People pick an A race and they like go to nationals, let's say, and they come in 40th and they think they're a total failure. It's like, this is, I still need to figure out a way to get Eric Marcotte on this podcast. He goes, people want to be like the special boy that day. Guess what? Everybody else does too. Just because you trained hard doesn't mean you just like everyone's busting ass. It doesn't mean you failed. It's just a really freaking hard race. So like, even if Green Mountain was your A race, you'd probably have a chance of doing better when it's not your A race sometimes, if you're going to mentally psych yourself out, you know? So just go to these races and go have fun. Like, it has to be fun. I think it's good to have butterflies. I think it's good to put pressure on yourself. I think it's great to hold yourself accountable. I think it's good to be a little nervous on the start line. But then like when the whistle blows 5 seconds early on you, or when the road race starts or whatever race you're doing, like you just got to go race and don't let the brain hold you back. And I think this is a great thing that happened. Like this could be a huge step forward. And one of your biggest things of when we first started talking, before even as coaches together or as working together as an athlete and a coach, you're like, these longer races kick my ass. And it's like, the first thing was like, dude, you need to do these endurance rides. And those are the rides that, without calling you out, like those are the ones like, oh, I met up with my buddies and we didn't really do endurance. And you're like, you're getting better at doing those. And now I think you're seeing the benefit. Like people do not believe that endurance rides will make you stronger at hard efforts later in races. And that it's making you more aerobic. Like that is endurance. And so it's awesome to see. It's like, what a win to have a race or an event where you learn this much about yourself is just massive. I mean, this sets the tone for the rest of the season. And I don't know. I'm pumped. I was super pumped. I'm glad you came on to like, I just think it's really good that we, especially the athlete out there that might live in Podunk, wherever, they're trying to race, they don't have a community, they're having these feelings, they might feel like they're on their own out there. I won't say everyone, but a lot of us feel this way. So I really appreciate you sharing it because it's just,
yeah, dude,
it's, you know, it's a funny activity that like our hobby will make us super anxious and nervous. And it's not like, I don't know. It's weird in that aspect, but I think that makes the wins so much more amazing because it sometimes you surprise yourself. I mean, bat and kill surprised myself. I was like, I can't believe that just happened. Hopefully we get to have some of those experiences this year with you at the race and just be like, dude, I can't believe I was on that podium. It makes it so much more worth it. Like, I think the journey is what's worth it. But when there is an accolade that comes with it, it's just like, whoa, that's awesome.
And you know, dude, you know, from you say this a lot in the podcast and you say it all over the places, like finding those wins, those W's. And I lost sight of that. I was all losses for me. You know, I didn't find, and like, even from like base level, it was like the W at Green Mountain, like there was a ton of them, don't get me wrong, but it was like, I was expanding my comfort zone. I was stepping into I was being uncomfortable, you know? And like, I think that right there is like, I think that's overall what people need to do is that you're not always going to be comfortable with these things. Like a lot of the races I've done, like racing in Central Park and that scene, like I'm super comfortable with that. This was a whole different animal. Mm-hmm. And obviously it got me like really, it got into my head, but now I got a different perspective on it. I've gained some knowledge. It's that right there is a W.
That's a huge W. I mean, yeah. it's growing, you know, grow. I was talking to an athlete today who did Leadville, was really hoping to get sub nine. I think part of the thing with this year was conditions were a little different, didn't get sub nine, but I kind of like politely remind him, like, he's like his training age is really like three. So I'm like, man, I think back to my third year. And when I thought, like, a lot of people train for a year or two and then they get to year three or four and they're like, oh, I'm like where I'm at. I look back at year three or four and I'm like laughing. You're just we're so new. And in America, most of us find cycling later in life. So we're 30 something years old. We think we've hit like where we're at and there's just so much more growth. And it's not just watts. It's, you know, one big thing that he had an advantage of was being at Leadville again. You know where everything is. You know how everything goes. You know what the start line is going to be like. What are the climbs like? That I'm like, dude, now imagine yourself a year later with more training. Like, you're definitely going to be stronger. No doubt. Just be consistent and train. Go ride. So, man, it's awesome. I think a lot of good things in the past 2 or 3 weeks for you that'll set up this year, but then also years to come. So, any final thoughts?
Just get comfortable being uncomfortable. I feel like I tell my athletes that, you know, and it's just, I need to like heed my own advice here. So this was a great learning experience.
So is this really going to be just audio or should I leave like the sleeveless? And
no, man, no, don't. Yeah. You know, video. I look like an idiot.
This is Brendan interviews Joey Pants 23.
This is my, you know, backwards hat, Dylan. This is the Josh Pants. Yeah. Sleeveless Josh.
Love it, dude. Thanks, man. I will talk to you later.
See ya, dude. Bye.